Okay. Okay. Today we're going to be speaking about the halachas of washing clothes. More or less to do. Actually, before I started, I came in today, so somebody came and asked me, am I giving Shem Elchus Chol HaMoed? I said, yeah. So he said, isn't it the wrong time of the Yom Tov to give it? It's ready, finished Chol HaMoed. So I told him, actually, it's the third shir, it's not the first one, but besides that, even the first one is not, we're not learning necessarily that halachas to know what we're meant to do when we get home today. When you learn the Yonah, it says Moshe Rabbeinu in the second, we should learn Hilchus Chag B'Chag. The idea was not because you should know what to do, it's a bit too late. But the idea is that learning the halachas connects a person to the Yom Tov, connects a person to the Ruchni side of the Yom Tov. And it's a rather good thing to do, irrelevant whether it's going to be Nagel and Meister now, but I'd rather be Nagel and Meister. So, and indeed, what we'll learn today will be Nagel now as well. So the halacha is that we're not allowed to wash clothes. That again, why should be osa? Are you allowed to? Tzorech HaMoed should be mutter. Why should be osa? And the reason was again for the same reason we said last time regarding having haircuts. Chazal did not want us to come into Yom Tov looking messy, and they knew that if we would allow to wash the clothes of Chol HaMoed, people would say, okay, I'll wait for Chol HaMoed to wash my clothes, I've got more time then. And therefore Chazal said, if you did not wash your clothes before Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to wash them on the Moed. So that's where the Gzeira came from, not allowed to wash your clothes on Chol HaMoed. But there are Heterim. We're going to go through, discuss some of them, and we'll see which ones are Negeira and Maizma. So the first Heter that's brought down.
Sorry, but it doesn't make any difference that circumstances have changed, because, like 2,000 years ago or whatever, washing was a major business that would take perhaps a whole day, even in England. I remember 60 years ago, like washing took a long time, and so people would not do that normally.
Yeah, so two answers to you. Number one is, once Chazal make a gzeira, it doesn't change. It doesn't change based on facts that nowadays the invent of washing machines. And two, that washing machines also, even though of course it's quicker, much quicker, but it also takes up a lot of tircha, dry, hanging up afterwards, involving yourself, and therefore, even if we wouldn't say the first answer, which is true anyway, the second answer would still be Negeir. So the halacha is, though it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well, and in the Mishnah, you're allowed to wash mitvechos yadayim, hand towels. Hand towels are allowed to be washed on Chol HaMoed. Mitvechos yadayim, hand towels. Hand towels, bath towels.
And towel, you know, bath towels. Oh,
okay. How do you say that in American? Towels.
Towels, right.
Okay, towels, yeah, magavot. You're allowed to wash hand towels or bath towels on Chol HaMoed. Why? So, brought down, the reason is because they get dirty very quickly. Since they get changed daily and they get dirty very quickly, so therefore, we could never tell, Chazal couldn't come along and say, you know what, don't wash, we don't allow you to wash Chol HaMoed because you should have done it beforehand. It's not going to help me. Beforehand, also, even if I washed all my towels beforehand, I'm going to need to wash my towels again, because they get dirty daily, and therefore, I'll be ikka adacha. According to the Mishnah, according to Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to wash hand towels on Chol HaMoed.
One second,
don't turn off the recording yet, because we haven't got to the halacha, the meister about it, but that is the basic halacha. The basic halacha is,
I get basic halacha question, not usually you wash them because they're dirty and you need towels.
Right.
But if you happen to have 100 towels,
right,
why are you more washing?
Right. So very good, very good. So we're going to come to that in a very short time. You know, maybe we'll say it now. So Magen Avraham already brings down on the Kolboy that there was a minhag not to wash hand towels. And the reason is, they explain, because they used to not change them. They didn't change them daily, or they had an abundance of towels that they had no need to wash them during the course of Chol HaMoed. And therefore the minhag was, and Mishavur does bring this down, the minhag from the Kolboy is that Ashtav Nogu B'Zechumah B'chein Re'lah says that not to wash hand towels. That means the Ikar Alocha, hand towels are allowed to be washed, but the minhag was not. The reason is we're explaining either because they didn't change them daily, or because they had an abundance of towels, okay, and therefore there's no need to. But there's got to be enough minhag for us, and that is what's the Alocha about washing socks, tights, things like that, underwear, things that people change daily, and they are needed to be changed. It's not, it should be, is it like towels? Is it the same as towels? I mean, towels are saying you're allowed to wash towels or pi'ika aloch. I mean, the meaning is not because of whatever reason, but pi'ika aloch, you're allowed to wash towels because they get dirty very quickly. So would that extend, therefore, to tights and socks? Socks also get dirty very quickly. So we'd be able to wash them. We'd be able to wash our tights for and Shmir Shabbos paskens like that. Shmir Shabbos kolchosu paskens, you're allowed to wash tights and socks, things that get dirty quickly, and you change them daily, and therefore it's exactly like magamot, exactly like towels. That's what he said. Now there's a little point which needs a bit clarification, and then there's another aloch in Elchus Kibbutz, another aloch in the aloch of washing, is you're allowed to wash Kli Pishton. Kli Pishton is the linen type of undergarment. You're allowed to wash them, it's all done in the Gemara, and after Tchesa Madalev, Kli Pishton Mutter Lachamsam B'Cholim Meid. So why are you allowed to wash Kli Pishton? Well, what's the heter? So Rashi on Daf Yutches and the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tavkuf and Medalid says, you know why? There's no tircha in washing them. There's no tircha in washing them. But Chazal didn't want you to wash Chol HaMoed like our friend was saying. So what's your first name?
Shimon.
Shimon. Shimon was saying, because you don't want to be bothered during Chol HaMoed, you meant to be learning Torah. But Kli Pishton doesn't take any effort in doing that. That's one reason given, that's what Rashi says in the washing machine.
Because now
washing machines, we have our first answer which we gave about washing machine. But there is another reason. Another reason is that the reason which the Mukhi Yosef brings the Mishra brings this down as well is because they get dirty very quickly. They get dirty quickly. So Kli Pishton, you're allowed to wash. Why? Because they get dirty very quickly. But Shulchan Aruch says clearly, V'lo inogu kein. But the meaning is, even though they do get dirty very quickly, we don't wash them. So now the big question is, what's the difference between towels? Well, from Shulchan Aruch, you are allowed to wash because they get dirty very quickly, and Kli Pishton, which you're allowed to wash because they get dirty very quickly, but says the Shulchan Aruch, the meaning is not like that. So what are we going to do to resolve the two? That means both cases get dirty quickly, but yet one of them, Shulchan Aruch said, fine, it's okay, towels. And the other case, he brings down, the minhag is to be machmir, and he says that you shouldn't be maker. Shouldn't be maker. So what's that? Yeah, I'm sure you got that.
Would possibly be what Michael was talking about, the abundance of, maybe people have more towels than they do
It's wrong way around. By towels, Shulchan Aruch said that Shulchan Aruch passes it is okay, although there was a minhag of the kolbo, but the Shulchan Aruch passes it is okay to wash towels. But by Kli Pishton, Shulchan Aruch says you should not.
Yes. Oh, because so then you have a lot of thin people, that people have a lot of.
So we're playing with numbers. Right?
Yeah. I think maybe there's one hillock, a practical hillock. When towel dirty, I noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
When my socks dirty, I don't.
Maybe you don't, but your wife will. So, so the chiluk.
Too strong hand.
Right. So the possible chiluk is like this. The two possible chiluk will be nafkemin and the meister for me. One territory which I thought was foreign is that by kli the bad, that means things made from pishton. The reason why they get dirty quickly is not because of the use is makes it dirty, but the material is a type of material that's easily susceptible to sweat. The sweat becomes, certain material sweat gets absorbed more into them, while others not. So it means, I happen to be wearing pishton, if I'd be wearing wool, it wouldn't get dirty. It's just because I happen to be using pishton, that's why it got dirty. So then the minhag was, since it's a type of garment, the garment itself, not the material of the garment itself is not one that gets dirty. It's because of the materials, like circumstantial reason why it should get dirty, then the minhag was to be machmir. But something which its usage gets dirty, towels, that's what you do, you wipe your hands on them, they get dirty. So it doesn't make a difference what it's made from. Towels get dirty. Therefore, towels would be mutter, unless you've got tons of them, but they'd be mutter to wash because they get dirty. And kli pishut on the minutes to be machmir because the actual garment per se doesn't get dirty, it just happens to be because of what it's made from. So if we go with that, then socks, stockings, things like that are all okay. You can wash them, because it's not the material, it's the garment. That is what Titan socks do. You have whatever socks you like, they do get sweated. And things like that would be okay. There is another way, and that's a Shmir Shabbos Pasuk. There is another way of understanding, and that's some Achrayim want to say that Chazal made Gzeirah on clothes. A kli pishton, a thing made from linen, are clothes. Clothes Chazal don't allow washing. The minig at least was to be machmir not to wash. Masha'in king, towels are not clothes. Although, if they wouldn't get dirty, we wouldn't allow you to wash them. But since they do get dirty, on that there was never a minig to be machmir not to wash. That's what some want to say. Nafkumina, of course, is tights, socks, stockings, all those things. Come to that understanding, since it's a type of clothing, you shouldn't. The minig would be not to wash them. And they bring that from Eliashev. We used to tell people to buy instead of washing. If you could buy stockings or socks,
even
on for the that's what they bring down Mishnah. In fact, the Mice, as we said, from the pastors of the series, not like that. Pastors look at Shmir Shabbos, things like that. And you can wash stockings and things like that. The front nowadays, that we have washing machines, it makes it even easier. Could maybe could say some clean based on, so it makes it easier. So that's the gave. The halacha of Mice of washing towels. Halacha of Mice of washing towels. We said that according to Shulchan Aruch is allowed. Mishavu brings down a kol by that we should be machmir. We explain it because he had a lot of towels. But everyone points out that if you're in an establishment that needs towels to be washed, for instance, a mikveh that washes gives out towels that need to be washed. Or even if you have a big family and towels need to be washed daily, and then you're allowed to wash your towels, and that wasn't the center minute. I mean, it was, because they would only change the towels once a week. But nowadays, you change towels much more often. I mean, if your family is one that needs to change the towels daily, then you're allowed to wash your towels.
That's that. You're supposed to be able to wash shirts, because the person changes a shirt each day, doesn't they? Shirts get dirty.
Yeah, so the reason why you change your shirt is not necessarily because it gets dirty. There's a slight difference between dirty socks and shirts. For instance, during the 9 days, you change your socks every day. But for the shirts, what should be done is you shouldn't change the shirt daily. Because it doesn't really get dirty. Obviously, we live in the day of Spitz cleansers, you're right. It's not really dirty.
It's not my wife's.
It's not really that way. Okay, so
if you spill a bit of soup during
the day, what would be if you had clothes which you washed before the Cholamayit and they got dirty on Cholamayit? Right, so we're going to talk about that now. Right? So, we're a bit tight on time, and I want to make sure we get through what we have to get through. So, I'm happy to fill the questions after the halacha. So, there's another heter brought down, Eloi Ela Choluk Echot. He only has one garment. Again, Chazal says, you're not allowed to wash clothes on Cholamayit. Why? Because if we allow you to wash clothes on Cholamayit, you'd wait for Cholamayit to do. But somebody only has one garment. One garment is not enough to last for the entire yontif. So you're anyway going to have to wash it on Cholamayit. So if so, Chazal never forbade in the first place you to wash such a garment on Chol HaMoed. So even if you didn't wash it before Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to wash it on Chol HaMoed, because you anyway would have had to do it. You only have one garment. So now, but the Gemara says that your dad is very nice, you've only got one garment. But how does anyone know that? What happened to Maris Ayin? If they see you washing clothes, they'll think you're washing clothes. Maris Ayin. So the Gemara says, you're right. And we're talking about that Izuri Mechiach Alof. His belt will show it that he only has one garment. What does that mean? His belt shows it. So it's different pshatim. Rashi in two places gives different pshatim. Either it means that while you're washing, you're not going to have any other garment on. So everyone will see you're washing your only garment. And the other one is that the belt used to be sewn onto the garments and then slipped out like we do. But if you only have one garment, it would never have a belt slip out. They would sew the belt to the garment itself. So seeing somebody wash a garment with a belt sewn on would be a raya only as one garment. So as the Gemara says, you need to have that. You need to have maris ayin. You need to have something to stop maris ayin. But yet la halacha, and it's very complicated for us to explain now why, but la halacha, there's a big machlokes whether it is or is not true. Whether la halacha, you need to have this belt, something to show the belt. Although the Gemara's master, you do, but there's rice in the other Gemara's, maybe not. The Bachel, you didn't need it. And when Ram Paskins, you don't need it. You don't need it. If you have one garment, you're allowed to wash. You never made the Gzeir on one garment. That's what Mishnah, that's what Magen Ram Paskins. The Goyin, Vilna Goyin held otherwise. Vilna Goyin held, you do need to have that. So it's a big machlokes achronim. And how you Paskin again, the Meister, you'll see Paskins Maneno also make a difference. Now there's a big nafkamina for us. Because Lokshan, we have an abundance of clothes, it's not Negea. And once it's not Negea, even if all your clothes get dirty, we're not going to allow you to wash your clothes. Because the heter is only because you only have one garment. If somebody got 10 garments, and all 10 got dirty, you can't wash them. It's only if you only have one, so they never made the gzeir on that one. If you have 10, they made the gzeir on all 10, you can't wash them. But there is a nafkamina, and this would be an interesting nafkamina if somebody got his Shabbos clothes. Shabbos clothes got dirty. Right? Now, not, people don't normally have more than one set of Shabbos clothes. So now, do we require him now to walk in weekday clothes on Yom Tov? It's because the old dad, he was making example today, and made mayonnaise, and the mayonnaise splattered all over me. But Balsham, I took off my clothes, my Shabbos clothes beforehand, so it shouldn't be in again. But what would be if that happened, somebody had his Shabbos clothes got dirty? Would we require him to go in a weekday clothes? Or would we say no? He only has one garment. And this would be enough kavina. If you hold, you need to have something which proves that it's my only garment. I don't know if you've got that. But if you hold that lalach, we don't need that. Then it should be okay. And here at Nisgarelit was not known to be Mekel, but he said, if the Yom Tov clothes get dirty, since it's only one, people generally only have one, you're allowed to wash your Yom Tov clothes. If your suit got dirty, you're allowed to wash it. So that's one big kula which comes out. Shmir Shabbos says you can't, because Shmir Shabbos holds, and Shmir Shabbos is not known for his chumras. So Shmir Shabbos holds that, no, you need to clearly see that this is your only garment, which we don't really see it so much. But again, if this is correct, it is hold, you can be makel about it. These things are really done.
How far it take, Rebbe Karev? Let's assume that they have another suit, and I'm only wearing it when I come to your shul. And I respect this shul, and I'm putting good shul.
No.
So, in other case, Rabbi Karel said, anything for one reason, it's like Shabbos clothes, like you have one.
No, I think you can understand that. You're going to look embarrassed walking through the street with your weeded clothes.
Okay.
Come to school with your weeded clothes. It's embarrassing. What's going on? Come to my shir, it's okay. People will always say, okay, what difference is it? But coming,
okay,
walking, yeah. The other style is, you have to spot clean. So spot clean, probably American words as well, right? That means you have a little bit of a thing you have to take off. You have to clean that area. And here, it comes to most places you can. You can spot clean, because why? So different svaras. For one svaras, spot cleaning is not called cleaning. That's not called cleaning. It's cleaning means washing the whole garment, but just a little one place, that's not called cleaning. And the other svara is a similar svara to the hand towels. Remember what the head of the hand towels were? What was the head of the hand towels? Why are you allowed to wash hand towels? You get dirty very quickly. Spot cleaning also does. You eat some type of ketchup, type of tomato paste, and it goes all over. It's a very common thing that happens, and therefore, you're very place can hold, you're allowed to spot clean on Yom Tov. On Chol HaMoed, obviously. Chol HaMoed, yeah. Yom Tov, you can't. On Chol HaMoed. The shayla, which is commonly asked, and a few what we've learned, we'll see, it's not really room for such a question. Can you, if you have a washing machine, and you're allowed to wash kids' clothes in a washing machine, that you're allowed to do, we'll see, kids' clothes you're allowed to wash. Are you allowed to, since you're already washing, you have to add clothes of adults into the washing machine to wash them? Are you allowed to do that? Exacting dishes.
No, I'm sure. Like if you want to use.
Yeah, is it like that? Is it that since you're already washing, you're allowed to wash more? Wash on Yom Tov. It's important halacha to know. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do. If you have to cook for chayla, you only have to cook a minimum. You're allowed to add more. Read the Bishurim is also. On Yom Tov it's mutter. If you're cooking a Yom Tov for one piece of meat, and you want to add a bunch of potatoes into that pot, and you don't plan to eat those potatoes at all in Yom Tov, that's allowed. Because Ribu Shiurim is allowed. So the svar would be that I want to wash extra clothes. So what's the problem? I'm doing it for kids. I'm not to wash kids' clothes because they get dirty very quickly. So I'm not to wash kids' clothes. So if so, let me wash also adults' clothes together with it. That's a question which is asked by some people and as a shayla, yeah? But the few what we've learned is that it doesn't start because they really would be allowed. Anyway, you're allowed to wash clothes, really. You're allowed to wash clothes. So why don't we wash clothes? Because Chazal were worried, if a person knows he can wash his clothes, he'll come into Yom Tov looking at this not respectable. So if we would allow you to do Rid Bishurim, if we would allow you to add to the washing machine, you have the same issue again. Therefore, you're not allowed to add, to the washing machine to wash clothes of adults. But now let's talk about kids' clothes. Kids' clothes is like this. Kids' clothes, you are allowed to wash, but in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah brings down there's a difference between very young kids up to the age of 6, which make their clothes very dirty the whole time, and older kids that clothes do get dirty midday pam, but it's not like at such extreme situation. It says in the Shalacha that if an older kid's clothes get dirty, you can wash just that clothes, just one at a time. When you need it, wash that one. Need another one, you wash another one. But in younger kids, you can wash much more because they need much more. They'll need they're much more. So Mela, with kids, young kids, where you're allowed to wash their clothes, there's no gzeir on it. Mm-hmm. Young kids, where you're allowed to wash their clothes, so therefore there's much more room for leniency to fill up the washing machine. For instance, why have I got a kid that I know how much clothes he needs to the end of Yom Tov? Can I, but after Yom Tov you won't have any clothes. Can I add on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, can I add in the washing machine extra clothes so that after Chol HaMoed they'll have clothes? After Yom Tov they'll have clothes.
Very young children, mm-hmm. Yes.
So very, very young kids you can definitely do it because they'll need it on Yom Tov. But even older kids who currently need their clothes washed, you can, according to Shmini Shabbos and others, you're allowed to add to such a washing machine for after Yom Tov. Because again, why? Ribu Shiurim, there's no Issa on Chol HaMoed. On Yom Tov as well, there's no Issa Ribu Shiurim to add. And there was no Gzeira really said on them, because really, kids' clothes you're allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed. So, Mamela, if somebody needs extra clothes for after Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to add in the extra
children
clothes. Add extra children's clothes into the washing machine.
Rash, if I start to wash my children's clothes,
yeah.
I discover my shorts. Then you can easily take it out.
Oh, so if they've already started washing it, and if yes. You take out it'll get ruined, then you're
not. No, it won't get ruined.
So you should take out, sure.
I should take out.
Yeah, sure. Okay, two shyness that we're going to have on this topic. Somebody's going to his parents on Chol HaMoed, or traveling to friends on Chol HaMoed, or before Yom Tov even, and the kids have X amount of clothes. You have to take all the clothes along in order to prevent you having to wash during Chol HaMoed. You have to schlep your suitcases with piles of clothes, or you take, you know, when you go away, you take a minimal amount of clothes and you wash them all. So you could have thought that maybe you have to take as much as you can to prevent washing. Otherwise, mechaber melachtoy, you're making yourself work in Chol HaMoed. But the halacha is not like that, because the reason why you're doing this is not because you want to wash on Chol HaMoed. The reason why I'm doing it is it's a big tircha to schlep all the clothes, the whole household with you. And therefore, you take what's needed, minimal amount, and then you're allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed as well. But the shayla which is negeh for us very much is to iron clothes. Iron clothes, you're allowed to iron clothes on Chol HaMoed. Now, iron clothes is also a type of washing, but it's allowed, because that's furish and shayim. And in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to iron clothes on Chol HaMoed. There's a few restrictions for it, which let's get this clear. So ironing clothing is allowed. So first of all, you can't plan to do on Chol HaMoed. You have to prepare beforehand. If somebody was very Torah, I discussed this with Kornfeld, he said people are generally very Torah before Yom Tov, so it's not normally a case of Machab Melachte. Yeah, but it could be a case, and also sometimes it's younger kids who iron the clothes. and the mother and the household busy in the kitchen, and the younger kids are in the kitchen, then he's killed. I prefer to do this in Chol HaMoed. That's called Machabe Melakta, and that you're not allowed to do. But that's the first thing. You shouldn't plan it, dafka to do on Chol HaMoed. But what happens if somebody did? What happens if somebody did plan the dafka to iron his clothes on Chol HaMoed? So remember, we spoke about cutting toilet paper. Right. So you don't have to cut toilet paper before the moed. Why? Because something which is done normally just before you're using it, you don't need to do beforehand. So now, I had a big topic here about ironing shirts. Maybe it depends who you are and how you are. But in the Moshe and Maisha house, we don't iron all the shirts straight after the laundry. When you want to wear your shirt, or the night before, you iron that shirt. It's very common, at least in my household, that's how we do it. That you iron the shirt when you need it. Yeah? So if that's true, if that's the way things work, then it shouldn't be a problem. Even if you are mechaber melachta b'moed. Because it's very... I never plan to do it. I never do it beforehand. I always do it just before I wear it. I saw in there, in Mishnah Kohelet, that the minig is to iron them beforehand. Kilo is not chiyuv. It's a minig to iron them beforehand. So it sounded to me, the meant like this tomorrow, that since it's a very common thing to do just before you need it, or the night before you need it, but it's not done beforehand, so therefore, if you want macham, you can also be maker on that. So chiddush, but that's why I feel is in this situation. The other shayla is about making creases. See, it says including the Gemara, the Elata iron, but you can't. The loss of the Gemara is kitui biri osa. Kitui biri. What's kitui biri? Kitui biri is osa. Allowed to lechaschus the kirumi. That's the iron is allowed. But kitui biri is osa. What is kitui biri? So the Rishonim say it means to make pleats. To make pleats, you can't do a chalamet. So now that leads us to know how to iron a shirt. You see, with the pants or trousers, we would call it from England, there's these trouser presses, which make a very, very strong crease, and that crease stays there. Even after you've worn it for a few days, you still see that. And that's clear, you can't do that. That is kitui biri. But a crease which comes out while you wear it, that's not a maaser. That's not such an act which you can't do on Chol HaMoed. So now the shayla is this crease which you do on your shirt sleeve. I don't know, I have a gosha, that's not a crease which stays. After a short while, it's lost its strength. And therefore, although I looked around very much to see if anyone speaks out clearly, I couldn't find. But the deity, I think that should be allowed to iron.
It says no, a crease you really want. The shirt crease.
It's not the same as a trouser crease.
Trouser crease you want.
Yeah, then some people don't like this line. Some people, maybe it's the shirt that doesn't crispness. I don't know, but the dainty doesn't last. Maybe if you do it with starch, it does more. I don't know, but dainty doesn't last, and therefore such a thing would be allowed. The steam iron. Are you allowed to use a steam iron? Why should it not? Why should he not? Maybe the vapor itself is a type of kibbutz, and therefore it shouldn't be allowed.
Just washing.
Yeah, maybe it's type of washing. And in, you know, the Miryashiv had at Sforim, which his Gemara Shirim, and it's written in there that he said, Yesh Lodan, if you can use iron, steam iron, because it's a type of kibbutz. But you can't really rely on these Sforim, because it's just Yesh Lodan, something, you know, something to discuss. I have at least two rise that such a thing is allowed. Something which was clean beforehand, there's no Issa kibbutz on such a thing. In fact, one of these cases of kiskusi, the Rishayim say it means that you washed a garment already been washed already, and it's allowed. Why? So the idea is because once it's already washed, it only means yatim and nubal. So a steam iron, the steams are just to help the iron part, but the steam doesn't clean, it's already clean already. And therefore, such a thing, the deity, and there's other eyes as well, is mutan. I asked you if comfort about it. Yeah, rather, it's mutan, you can't rely on these two arms of each lot.
No, it's all.
Sometimes you have clothes you don't need to wash, and you just make them look better when you iron them. For example, your jacket, or something.
Right, so looking is no problem. Washing the floor is also allowed, even rinsing out the shmata. It's also a type of washing. That's all the term for washing the floor. They never made exams, such a thing. And therefore, that's also.
So, what's the plan?